don't fuck with your engineer, dude. I'll fucking cut you out of the whole damn thing.
Slice you out this bitch.
The camera, and they're going to be like, why is Barry a mute?
We had him here for ocular pleasure.
That's obviously not the truth.
And that's completely not a made-up word.
Ocular is not a made-up word.
No. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
Ocular pleasure.
Ocular pleasure.
Pleasure for your oculi.
Oculi.
That might be.
Oculi.
That might be made up. Oculi. I might just be throwing shit
out
there.
Little ASMR for the fans out there. How do you feel about ocular pleasure?
All right, dude.
It's weird.
We're 3 minutes in and we got to start.
Fuck,
We've been starting, dude. We've been wild and crazy.
Wilding out. 3 minutes. Boom. There it is.
There it is. Now we're on.
3 minutes. Oh, we're starting. Welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Back.
This is a Competent Idiots podcast.
Live from the new year.
Drop. Hope everyone's new year's going off good. You know, hopefully everyone's starting off the new year right. Having, you know, multiple ways of intercourse. You want that P spot. You want that G spot. You may want that tonsil spot. Whatever you're feeling tingle, make it tingle.
Mm. 2 days in. I hope you're getting your pleasures.
Did you really check your phone to make sure it was 2 days in?
I didn't know what day it was.
Yes. Yeah.
2 days into this new year and I can't figure out what fucking day we're on already. Starting off strong.
I got 5 days.
What?
Tell the 5-year countdown.
5-year countdown?
Oh, Wait, dude.
Five days till a 5-year countdown.
To your death?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Oh, would you say 35? Yeah, because your birthday is what, 5 days?
Yeah.
You don't want a casket, do you?
No, I told you what I want.
Yeah.
I want to be stuffed. I don't want to be the white elephant gift. I want to be a clothes. I want to be
passed around, right?
I want to be passed around, and I want to be able to hang jackets and hats on me.
So you want to be taxidermied with an erection?
That would act as
a hook. If that's what you guys need for versatility, then yes, of course.
Yeah, I mean, you can hang more shit off
of your scarf? Or...
Yeah, I could hang you guys on it.
Yeah. We could just put a couple cock rings on you, make sure you stay erect.
Well, at that point, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be stuffed with like some sort of siliconic fucking hardening concrete.
We're going to leave you rigor mortis.
Yeah. Rigor mortis. Ooh.
I can't believe you even said that, and I don't think that's even a real word.
I don't think that one I can tell you is not.
Yeah, but it sounds good. Rigor mortis.
There's a little pun in that.
Coming off the tongue.
Off the tongue.
So yeah, if we just leave you stiff and...
I just want to be finger guns out like, hey.
Stiff and right.
Have one of your
each finger is going to have a coat on it.
I'm going to fuck him over and make the dude put one finger in his own ass.
I'm about it. I'm eternally touching my G-spot.
We might take your prostate out and wet preserve it.
Oh, tickle me from the grave.
Yeah. I'll just shake.
That's
the
what we're naming this.
Just
podcast.
Shake the jar.
Tickle me from the grave.
Yeah, dude. I used your.
God.
You know when you were talking about Betty White, and you're like, "Gotta get him before the casket does." Yeah.
Some rob the cradle, I rob the grave.
So, I'm trying to remember who.
Okay,
so Charlie was. We were in the shitty ass building doing some work, and by shitty I mean brand new.
Nice.
And you had to wait 25 minutes for the elevator. But anyways. He's on his phone. And he's like, oh, so-and-so from Gilligan's Islands died. Like the old, some lady. And I was like, was she the hot one? And he goes,
yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, damn. I fucked up. I missed my chance. And we're like sitting right next to this other dude waiting for the fucking elevator. And he's like, I was like, well, good buddy of mine always told me you got to get him before the casket does. Charlie just lost his shit. And the dude was like, because he had like a fucking trash bin and he like looks back and he's just like, he's like, fuck yeah, dude.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's probably the wildest shit that dude's ever heard.
Charlie's always just like, dude, you're such a fucking sick pervert. And he doesn't like the word cunt.
He doesn't?
No, he's from the South.
Oh,
so,
he would
go
not
ahead, rip on him.
Me. Charlie, you fucking. Cunt. Just kidding, Charlie.
I'm gonna make sure he listens to this.
He better
the first 5 minutes of this. He has
that's my
to
favorite
to
swear.
I
word.
Mean, if it makes sense, there's two things that have in common in those words: is a C, Charlie and cunt. So, I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, there's a vendetta.
Mm.
Damn, dude.
Price on his head,
Charlie.
Baby.
What did this word do to you? Is there some childhood trauma?
Charlie, I don't know you, but from a Bell, Ben, Bell.
A wow, Bell. Bell. The Build-A-Ben.
Wow, Build-A-Ben, workshop coming in hot. New storefront in Mall of America. Well, Ben says, you're pretty cool dude, so I'm going to trust that you're not going to see you next Tuesday. But Dalton thinks you are, so it's kind of, you know, I'm 50-50 on it.
Wait, I think what now? Hold on. Wait a minute.
He said it's the word by using other words. If that's what you missed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I missed.
See you next Tuesday.
I'm blunt.
Yeah. It's all right, dude. It's still early.
It's early.
Yeah, be careful with those going over your head like that. You end up like me with no hair. Cut it right off that quick. Oh, shit.
It's going to get scalped for how fast that fucking's cruising by my face.
But I do the same thing with my coworkers. They always try to drag on me nonstop. And the best thing about, you know, my type of humor, self-deprecation, is I make fun of myself better than anyone can make fun of me. So they'll be like saying stuff like, nah. Like they'll be like, oh, you're gay. I'm like, no, I'm not gay. You know what I like. I like that old wrinkle. You know, I want to clean them pipes. Someone's got to get them cobwebs out. You know, they call me the pipe cleaner for a reason. Thin, get in, clean out, leave. You don't even know I was there. And they'll be like, oh my God. I'm like, you know, Betty White. If you're listening, Betty White, I'm here for you.
Yo, she made it into the new year.
It's because she hasn't met me yet.
True.
She wants to meet me, and she wants to give me her fortune, and she wants me to give her my fortune, which is a slightly, you know, above average size hang down that, you know, is all right and highly underwhelming.
But, you know, that's what she wants.
Shoot active semen, active. And that's all that matters.
I mean, I don't know if it is active. I've never had a child. It could be just, you know, shooting dead babies out. I don't even know.
True. I could have the same issue. I don't know.
I heard that.
So
you could.
I
heard that you could tell by the taste. If you guys want to experiment for,
yeah,
me,
we'll taste each other's to see if it.
Get some shot glasses
going. Get some shot glasses.
Just
shot roulette, baby.
Just that slow drain of loogie.
Well, it depends on what your diet is. I mean, you can make that shit.
Listen,
real
none of us drink water. It's fucking ours is cement paste.
Yeah.
You know how
some Elmer's glue.
I have a theory on that. You know how if you drink, like, for instance, a Mountain Dew or a very sugary pop, your mouth gets real saliva and sticky.
Real tangy.
Oh, you know, like you get all that extra. Do you think that makes you have more sticky ropes?
No.
The sugar and everything?
No.
Like, do you think I could, if I drank enough Mountain Dew, I could Spider-Man around with my my cum?
You might be able to Spider-Man around, but it's not going to hold your weight.
Call me fat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Fat shaming.
Well, time for me to leave the podcast.
Fatty, fatty, fat, fat.
It looks like I'm out of here.
I'm
just like that.
Just kind of switching gears, but not really.
I drive an automatic, so it does it for me.
Thanks, dude. fuck you. But also, did you enjoy your Secret Santa gift?
I really did. I thought it was very thoughtful. I thought...
I don't even remember what you got.
I thought she read my mind. She hit the board game aspect and the clothing aspect. I was really expecting something like a fleshlight or like a blow up doll because of the way I talk and act around this friend group.
If I would have got you, I would have came through and hooked you up big time.
And
he's
I would have destroyed that thing and brought it back to you the next day. Said it needs cleaning.
Gross.
Fuck it so fast, half the fucking sleeve is melted.
Pretty much, I'm gonna be pulling out the entire. I'm gonna pop a hole in that love doll.
You're gonna prolapse that fleshlight.
I didn't realize there's a hole in the back, Barry. There's not a hole in the back. Now there is.
Now there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yuck.
You're back fucked. Cut a hole in the spine.
Fucking discs.
It's like that dildo I saw where it's like a penis, but then like where the back end of the, like where a suction cup would usually be, there's like a vagina that you can fuck. So it's really weird.
Yeah, you showed me that.
It's very weird.
Jerk it while you're like, yeah, I like to jerk.
Well, like you could put it in your partner and then fuck the flesh.
Oh, so it's like a,
it's like a penis sleeve.
Yeah. So then you, like, for instance, in our cases where we have small penises and we can't satisfy a woman, that will satisfy the woman and we still get satisfied.
Correct.
Got it. Makes sense and why we all know so much about.
Yes. Dude, I have an extensive search history on the Amazons.
I had you on Pornhub. What?
I mean, who doesn't? And if you're listening to this thinking, I don't. This isn't a podcast for you.
This ain't a podcast.
I mean, if you're thinking I don't, then go to Pornhub and type in German dungeon porn and have a wild evening.
Dude. Yeah. I can elaborate on that, but I don't want to stray too far away from our Secret Santa last week.
Stray too far from the sidewalk. I don't know what happened there. I was getting good. What now? Where were we going? Hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, Secret Santa.
I don't
Santa
know.
Gift.
You in full Celine Dion.
Yeah, I did. Ben, did you like your Secret Santa gift?
Dude, don't even.
I loved
get,
it.
Oh, well,
I do. I love it.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it. You love it.
Dalton doesn't love it, though.
Dalton's pissed about it.
I was
it.
So pissed.
Dalton's so mad about a gift
so
that
pissed.
Wasn't for him.
So here's the thing. Right when we had Secret Santa gift, like a week or two after, I knew it. Well, almost right away I knew, but like a week or two later, got the gift for Ben. That was his secret daddy, Santa. Anyway, got Ben. Well, just it's a cool Stormtrooper Lego head, like collector thingy, my
bob. Like a bust.
Like, yeah. And Daddy here over here is a big Star Wars guy. So I said, this is going to hit. He loves putting together Legos. Fucking sick. And the night. So what do we did? We did it the day after Christmas, right?
Yes, our Secret Santa. 26th.
So on Christmas at 8 o'clock that night, I find out Bree's goddamn fucking man hooked him up with the same goddamn gift I got him. And then I was pissed because you are stoked.
What are the odds that you guys both bought Stormtroopers? And there's a Stormtrooper, a TIE Fighter pilot, Boba Fett.
Boba Fett.
And
there
I
might
don't...
have been another one. I don't know. But
well, here's the mindset on that. What was your Facebook profile picture for about 15 years?
That sexy fucking laying down with the helmet on.
Yeah.
What kind of helmet was it?
Stormtrooper.
So when people go, Ben likes Star Wars. I want to get him some Star Wars. What should I get him? Oh, I remember he had that Stormtrooper. I'll get him a Stormtrooper.
You know what's funny about that is like, I like Stormtroopers because they look cool, but they are literally the worst. I don't even know what you would call them.
Infantry?
Ability yes. capable.
Well, think about it. Think about our lives, especially in general. We love things, but we're also, I mean, look, competent idiots, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Stormtroopers. Yeah, we're going to fight. We take over the entire galaxy, but we can't aim 4 feet in front of us because even though we're supposed to be these competent people, we've never had gun training.
Yes.
It makes sense on what we always do and everything we've done. It makes sense on what you like.
It's very true.
Way to be psychoanalyzed by Barry. I'm a therapist. Welcome. Yeah. New content.
That was just
sorry. Finish your
no.
Story.
Was that just... was just that was the thing though. Like the sheer odds of that happening was stupid. That it should have never happened. And I just knew the Stormtrooper was a good route to go first. It was a comfortable route, and I knew it was going to hit because you were super excited. Which that's what I was not happy about, you being excited. I was like, "Fuck, he's got it." But now I have to give him the exact same gift.
I knew something
he just got 12 hours prior.
Yeah, I knew something was up when nobody was like really texting back to the Snap group. I was like,
"Oh, I was on a different planet." That was my excuse.
That's fair.
Well, so was I. So I also was like, "Well, maybe I'm just overanalyzing this because I just ripped that pen and."
Yeah.
Went
after that.
And I sat on the floor like fucking Quasimodo.
I saw a picture.
And I was all fucking hot. Dude, I would switch spots every few minutes because like my ankle bone would just be crushed on the hardwood floor. And I'm just like, he's like, you want a pillow? No.
No, I'm busy. In the zone.
I'm busy. I need a 4-piece flat boy. You know? Shut the fuck up. I'm concentrating.
I'm in my element. Leave me alone.
You know? But yeah, I loved it. You know, I haven't built it yet because I'm just busy, but...
I should have did the Boba Fett.
Well, then I can just go... Because then I could probably get 2 more Stormtroopers.
Good. I mean, I could
Boba
have an army.
Boba Fett and 2
you
TIE Fighters.
Boba Fett?
That would be sick.
I thought it was
Dude,
Boba
I
Fett.
Say Boba Fett, Boba
it's
Fett.
It's not Boba Fett.
Boba Fett, Bubble Fett.
I'd say 3 different Bob Booba.
I was
Boba,
getting shit on
Boba
you.
Like
it.
Boba Tea?
Boba Tea. Yeah, so that
good
was
shit.
Just my dumb luck fucking playing.
Your Secret Santa gifts, I'm pretty sure you were pretty fucking
stoked.
I was fucking stoked.
Oh man, you were like
kidding.
I was so stoked.
You were like
so...
a fat kid who just got the keys to the chocolate factory.
Oh yeah, and I was ready to eat some fucking cake.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
chocolate,
yeah, so
but cake works.
Well chocolate hey. Cake.
There's
yeah,
a cake.
Chocolate cake.
Whatever. I'm eating candy.
You. I'm eating all the sweets.
Yeah, Domino fucking hooked it up with a Super Saiyan 2 Vegeta, one of the pop figures, which Sick. Was super dope. Put that in the game room setup, which was super rad. And then he got me this crazy canvas, like, well, I don't know what you call it, because it's like a 5-tier.
It's like a canvas like a, set where, you know.
Yeah.
It like.
Yeah, it kind of like goes from the big middle ones to a slightly smaller and slightly
yes.
smaller. and you like spread them out a couple inches in between. But when you look at it all in one, it makes creates one whole picture.
Yeah.
The ambiance.
It's like a series.
The
ambiance.
Yeah. So he got me a really cool Dragon Ball Z one with Goku and Beerus in like the background. And it is fucking so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
He fucking nailed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was super, kid in a candy store for sure. That was super cool of him to
bring out those giblets or whatever the fuck they are for Crocs.
Bree's hard to shop for. I just went for the one thing.
You're fucking telling me, buddy.
Yeah.
But she's wanted those for a minute, too, though.
Well, that's why I was glad that I got something I knew she wanted because, like, I thought about other things, too, and I was like, do I want to go silly route this year and goofy? Do I want to do this? I'm like, I'm going to get Bree something she wants. And then I thought about, like, for instance, I was talking with Ben, like, a cat looking condom type thing or something weird and funny or some sort of cat dildo thing. She loves cats.
Some penis
stuff.
Sleeve with like cat ears on the tip.
Yeah. Yes. Like I thought it was something funny like that. Yeah, like, you know what? I'm just going to go straight. Just this. Hopefully she likes it. I know it's not like the most amount of things and stuff like that, but
no, she's,
you know,
she's easy to shop. Like for me, it's like, yeah, I know what she wants, but like those things aren't cool enough to me. So then I overanalyze because like she just wants comfy shit.
Yeah.
Big ass fuzzy socks or like a giant fucking blanket or like whatever. But I'm like, no, that's not like that personal. I could get her that whenever. So like I got to find something cool. Yeah. She's fucking difficult to shop for. Yeah. I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
I know you're
talking
listening.
To Bree.
Like I was thinking about getting her some sort of like cat mom robe. But also I was like, I didn't want to like overdo it and be like, I got her way too many things compared to everyone else. I don't want to be that guy. Like I had no idea what everyone else was getting. They never opened their gifts. I'm like, okay, I should have done more. Because everyone else had like a bunch
hard
of stuff. And I felt like an idiot. Not going to lie.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah.
Especially if you wanted to keep it secret too and not like try to not talk about who, you know, who had who and shit. So
well, that's the thing for Ben. I sent you like 10 different pictures of like, hey, if you want to get this too, you know, you think of something else as well. Like I was out there looking for other people more than I was looking for my own person. Nice. I didn't know what I'm sorry, but with Bree, it's like only thing I know about her is cats, Star Wars, and makeup. I don't know enough about makeup and to keep in the price range. Like I don't think she uses anything that would be within there because she's very strict about what she uses.
She's on that bougie makeup, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, gotta get good makeup though.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, I didn't know about that. And then like cat stuff, it's like how much, with how close, you know, like I didn't want to also bring down the mood with how close we did this compared to when Tiger was put down. Like, I don't know if that'd be a thing as well. Like I overthought a lot of it.
That makes sense.
That's what we do.
That is what we do.
Jake got good presents. Yep. Mick got good presents.
Mick and Dom got some baby stuff.
Jake and then there's Rachel.
Stuff, and then Rachel got the
two of them. You got her two of them.
Two great gifts.
I mean, you really nailed it with that. Those Jeep lights.
Yep.
That was pretty dope. And then you got a gift for the fam.
I did.
That trifecta cock belt.
Yeah.
Is what
that's
it is.
Basically it.
That's what it is. It is a fuck belt. So it's three dildos. Two, I think, are similar in size. One's a smaller one.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like so 2 6-inches and a 4-inch.
So if people are wondering what a cock belt, it's also known as a strap-on. Yeah. And it is a dildo on the front for his pleasure or hers, whatever you're feeling. And then there's two on the inside so you can gyrate your own bits.
Double-hole it. One in the
ussy. So you can be double-stuffed.
Yep.
One in the ussy, one in the unis.
One in the unis.
Gross, dude. Oh, gross.
So that was pretty wild because Rachel couldn't talk for 5 minutes during the entire event. And couldn't find the way to pull it out of the box without wheezing.
God, she died.
She was KO'd for so long.
And you can rearrange those dildos any way you want because they're snap-on buttons.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
So you can pop them off, throw them on a different spot.
And I'm assuming you could get like that metal ring that has the buttons on it, I would assume. And then you could slide your own giant Johnson in there.
Oh yeah,
one probably of those bad dragons where it's like a squirting tentacle or something.
Bad dragon,
that's what it's called, dude. Look it up.
So now that everyone's convinced that I get milked from you guys, now people are gonna know or think that I'm gonna be getting pegged. So this is good.
You're welcome.
This is good. 2021, maybe
you're the peace spot.
You know what,
dude,
I didn't give consent to get in the ass in 2020. So, you know, 2021, just put it in me, do it. Fuck it. Consent away. Plow my ass. God
Rachel's going to be like Moses parting the sea. but it's a sea of your hair and your butt.
Yeah. Splitting like, the forest.
Let my people go.
Splitting the forest.
You guys
trees.
Could make a full day out of it, dude. You guys could like shower and then like you could use your a trimmer, you know, go get a cheap trimmer and shave your anus.
Wax my asshole.
And then
she's a ball trimmer. Be
you
man.
Could you could have her just like razor it.
Ooh. That makes me so nervous.
How do I feel about
dude,
the,
you could get a bunch of shaving cream so you don't get a little burn down there.
That's what I was going to say. You're going to need something because that burn is going to be a burn and don't stop
she
burning.
She could spit. She could eat a bunch of Skittles and spit so it's like super slimy and glides really well.
We come over to drop something off. You see Rachel up the island down there.
Two cheeks full of Skittles.
And just downing Mountain Dew and stuff.
Not even actually drinking it, just bunch of chewed up Skittles gargling Mountain Dew.
See, what are you doing? Sugar.
I think that would make a legit paste. Oh, yeah. Yuck.
Dude, just saying.
It's worth
a shot.
Some saliva paste going
then
down
I just coming up the stairs.
Spot.
Fucking pants are off.
Pants are on your ankles going, babe, you're... Oh, no. Hey, everybody.
It's not what it looked like. But you guys would know. It's exactly what it would look like.
You get like you get like an elephant face on a G-string so that your dick is the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
that was so fucking funny. Your face dropped when you saw what that was.
Dude, you're depression just, set in faster
yes.
than anything.
You're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Fuck, I haven't even had a finger in my ass yet. Now I got to work up to a dong? What?
Dude, and... Now you guys will always just have that in your bedroom.
That's the funny thing. That's the best part about that. That
even if you never use it,
it's just going to be there.
If for some reason somebody sees that, that's not any of us, they're going to just be like,
oh, yeah.
Holy shit, these people are freaks.
They fucking go hard.
Well, and what I brought up too is like, say you and Rachel want to get frisky and have a threesome with another gal, then all of a sudden you wear it in reverse. So then you have one person bending over in front of you, one person bending over behind you, and the same thrusting motion.
Yeah.
You're getting a 2-for-1.
Just bang, 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 bang. It's a good idea.
It hurt my back doing that.
Be careful over there, man.
I'm almost 30.
I don't know where she put that cock belt either.
No, it's hidden.
It's somewhere.
It's under her pillow.
You think you have some wild dreams she's having. Yeah.
Just waiting for the right time to strike.
But the best thing about you getting that for is like the constant, like, we'll be down there. I think I had my New Year's once. She'd be like, you're going to go do this or I'm going to do something to you. Like, you know, she always brings up as a threat now.
Yeah,
like,
not, yeah.
Better get this done.
You gave her a permanent threat.
Dude,
for me.
Don't just go wear a chastity belt around yeah. the house.
You don't give women dicks, dude. They become like the most powerful people in the world.
When Mick tried it on, she immediately goes, I just feel powerful. I can't see it, but I feel powerful.
My favorite part was her just going to Dom, staring at him and kind of sticking it in his face and going, fucking suck on it. And Dom is just straight face, like basically pissed off.
Just going, no.
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 Just so angry.
And no. Like at first, because he waited so long to respond, I didn't know if he was going to try and be funny and just like lunge for it, you know, like just only gobble that fucker up.
That would have been so funny if Dom would have done that.
Holy
shit.
I would have died. I would have fucking died. So because Dom has that situation where like sometimes shit can get really awkward and he'll just fucking go for it and it'll be super funny, or he'll just like, he does that thing where it's like, I've seen that look one other time. And that was in Kansas when we did stuff he didn't want to do. And yeah. That's when I knew. I was like, oh, he's not going to make it funny. He's actually not into that at all.
Oh, no.
He had a little giggle, though, towards the end of it. But
it's something you just got to get comfortable with. I mean, I have a full thing of dicks under my cupboard. And like, it's like, to me, it's just funny. Like, I don't see it as homoerotic at all.
Well, that's what I was telling. I've told both of you guys about. It's like, you watch enough, you see enough dick in porn. Who gives it's a piece of skin that flaps around.
It's
who gives
dick.
A shit? Like, if you walked around naked and I came over, I'd be like, cool, dude. I'm not going to be like, dude, what the fuck? Who gives a shit? You got a penis too. Do you just like cover your eyes when you're peeing?
I will never look at a dick ever.
Is that why people miss so much? Because like they're just like, okay, I don't want to see my penis.
That's gay.
I don't want that. That's
my dick is so gay, dude. That's fucked up.
Nah, fuck it. Dicks are dicks. Vaginas are vaginas. They're out and about. Let them flap in the wind. Who gives a shit? Take off like Dumbo.
Take off like Dumbo, dude.
Just run. Jump off a cliff and stretch your nuts out.
Well, it's like in Texas. I believe there's a law where anywhere a guy can be topless, a girl can be.
Sure.
So like sick. Girls can just walk down the street with their tits hanging out.
Nice.
While if a guy, yeah, so it's more even. It's like, who cares? It's just a normal chest with lumps on it.
Fat sacks.
Fat sacks.
Glorious, milk beautiful sacks. Sacks. Mm-hmm.
Big milkers.
Chesticles.
Just imagine a day where it becomes so unsexualized where there's like tit milk bars. Where you can get like...
It's just like a fucking six pregnant ladies hooked up to a fucking pump.
They're getting paid fat stacks to sit there and just
45 bucks a fucking hour just to get like purely milk.
Tit milk cereal.
Dude, it's just right out of a tap like a beer.
Oh, it's what would you charge for that then? How much do you think you'd charge for some boob milk?
It would have to be a lot because of the fact that, one, it's hard to come by because women mainly produce it when they're pregnant.
Fair enough. So yes.
It's going to be like a delicacy.
We got to stuff them full of hormones like they do with the cows.
With the cows.
Always trick their body and make them think they're fucking pregnant.
Then we're going to have some issues with like, okay, hold on. Is this cruel and unusual punishment? We're going to just hooked up the machines. We're the Matrix back here. They're in a simulation the entire time, but they're hooked up to machines. Squirt, 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 squirt.
Oh, what a wild world that would be.
If we pay them, it's not.
You have to pay them well, though. Because if you pay them nothing,
we'll give them health care. You know,
you pretty much the rule would have to be you pay for their birth.
That's not fun anymore.
Like, you have to.
Speaking of that, dude, you people with kids,
yeah, you.
How does it feel to keep cum as a pet?
No. Mutated cum.
Yeah. Evolved. It's like a Pokemon.
Like, you think of the egg and the sperm. Babies, it's like Captain Planet. Think of us like Captain Planet with our powers combined. We form Captain Baby.
Yeah, dude.
He's a hero. I'm never looking at kids the same way again.
Just mutated cum as a pet.
You know the X-Men? That's how they're made.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh,
that's funny.
So when you have that answer, wow. Let me know.
Yeah, we really want to know what it's like to have free range cum babies out there.
Cum sprouts.
Cum sprouts.
They are free range. That's funny.
They are.
That's fucking great. Well, they're kind of free range. They're kind of caged.
A little bit. In the
up
beginning.
Until the age of, you know,
I mean,
whenever
you think
they start
about
doing
it,
their thing.
The cage of a house, that's about it, though. Because you let them roll around and be on a pillow and do their thing. They can't, just because they can't move doesn't mean they're caged. They're in an open environment.
In an open four-walled environment?
Well, there's a lot of walls.
Yeah, maybe a limited environment.
I mean, we got 1, 2, 3.
All right, I think
four,
we're going
five,
too far on
this.
Too technical in the cum pet environments.
I just wanted to know what it's like to have cum as a pet.
Let us know.
Well,
I got a full water bottle under my bed.
I was going to say, yeah, just get a little shot glass them. And saran wrap it and you name it, put a little smiley face on it. This is Carlos, my cum.
Carlos.
I like how you give him a Hispanic name and you are nowhere near Hispanic.
I'm diverse.
Yeah. You're inclusive is what you are.
Yeah, I include everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody in the my cum.
I have Hector and Olga.
Olga.
Yeah, we're going straight German.
German. German cum. Yuck.
Just picture me going over to your house and you got all the skulls off your shelves and you just have shot glasses of your cum with different names on them and different faces. This is my family.
Do you think you could claim them on your taxes?
Holy shit.
Because they're still your kids. They just haven't grown up yet.
There's got to be a loophole.
There's got to be a loophole where if you keep a bottle full of semen, you could potentially have 1 million kids, which would potentially bring you in $1 million at the end of the year.
The only way that would work is if they made it so that jacking off was illegal because you're killing babies. You have to have legislation like...
I kill babies daily, like, dude, if that's the case.
But that's the thing. You'd have
baby
to have
murderer.
Like legislation actually...
You almost said lesbians.
I mean, it's all the same.
Yeah.
They're all L's.
Yeah, true.
They're all L's. Letters are all the same, dude. Alphabets, that's all we are is alphabets.
They're all the same.
Hieroglyphs. Yeah, anyways, keep it going.
Go but ahead. Like, you'd have to have legislation saying that semen itself is a living, like, human being type thing, because without that, you have nothing to argue against. Because if you have that, like, well, in the case of this is a human.
In the case of Ben versus Minnesota.
Ben versus the United States of cum.
Yeah. Children of cum.
But you'd have to prove the fact, like, well, if you did this, then this must be this.
Well, I feed them.
You get little fish pellets? You got a fucking shot glass full of Fruity Pebbles and cum.
Yeah, dude. Each shot glass could harness
delicious.
Each shot glass could harness bare minimum 100 kids.
Screw Icky Waffle, whatever it's called. We're gonna make ourselves Icky cereal, where we all have to go into a bowl, and the last one happening. Has to eat a bowl of Fruity Pebble cum.
The only thing I would do is drink or eat cereal with breast milk. That's about it. I'm not eating my own semen off of a couple of cornflakes or something.
How much money?
Oh shit, I'd go 10 mil.
Really? I'd go 10 grand.
I'd want 10
It came
mil.
Out of my body. It could come back in.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah. If I get a choice on how much money, I'm going to shoot it a little high.
Go minimum. What's the minimum you do it for? That's how that game works.
No, I like, what do I want?
What do I want? This is about me right now.
Yeah,
God damn
it's
it.
About me. Bare minimum, I'd say 100,000, dude. I want a new house, so I'm going to fucking throw her down. I'll eat a bunch of semen for a fucking 100,000.
10 grand, man. I'd eat a bowl of my own cum.
A bowl, bro?
A bowl.
Cereal.
Oh,
you know how much semen you'd have to get to, like...
Yeah, but it's got Fruity Pebbles in it. It's going to be fruity cum. I'm not going to even taste the cum. It's going to be salty fruit. Salty sweet.
Till it hits so your weird. Fucking tongue, and then it gets, like, beady, you know, like when you're in the shower, and it's kind of like, yeah, you do this thing.
Just jellifies.
Get off of me.
I mean, it's just like,
you're going to have little...
That makes me think about something. What about yogurt and cereal?
What do you mean? Like, would you... Yeah, it's probably fine together. It's just like having granola on top of your yogurt.
So let's imagine salty yogurt.
It's going to be like boba tea bubbles.
Ugh.
You know what?
You're in?
I'm not worried about it. 10 grand. If someone's giving me 10 grand, I will come as much as I can into a bowl and eat it.
Fucking man, this podcast took a fucking turn.
It took a wild turn.
And this is why we can't monetize, dude.
Only on YouTube.
True. You know, I have been doing it. Is it for kids? No, it is not for kids. Is there an age restriction? No, there's no age restriction. I'm going to see how long it takes for them to pull their shit.
Well, we had to do, I think, an age restriction on the... it automatically did it for the hot ones.
No, I put it on there.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because I know for a fact people had to sign in to watch that one.
Yeah. Yeah. No, sign I... the last... I don't know. 5-6 episodes, I've just... Fuck age restriction.
I think the one thing that's
like what's so dumb about it is like kids are fucking smart for the most part as far as seeing what they shouldn't be seeing. It's not like you can't go make an account and go, oh, what's 18 years ago? Okay. Random month, random day, 20, whatever the fuck, 2002.
Well, the thing is, it's not about actually making kids not watch it. It's just a liability. If they put that up, they can't be hit with nothing. If it's not up, they can. They said, we did our best. It's not our fault. You can't tell your kids not to do this. We have a thing saying you have to be 18. We let them know you have to be 18.
It's like old school porn. Mm-hmm.
It's just dumb that
where
they can be.
You had to click yes that you were 18.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Still, that was as far as that was.
There's still a lot of places like that where you have to.
Are there?
Like individual websites, yeah.
Interesting.
Just dumb that could be a liability.
Do you remember when like Pornhub and like all those like streaming services were anything, and you had to like actually find a website specific to the person?
I use LimeWire.
Oh,
that's what I did too. And
I broke
my computer. Crippled it.
Yeah, you melt that motherfucker.
Also, there are games that had it in there and custom generators.
Like, do you remember E-Bombs World and shit?
Fuck yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Is that still a thing?
I haven't looked, but is it?
Dude, remember, sick. I think E-Bombs World
it's
had
changed.
Had
I think
like
kind of
those...
mixed with college humor.
Oh.
Oh.
I think they had like sexual cartoon videos, right?
Yeah, they also had games. They'd have games where you'd like undress or dress things. There was another one that had that too. I forgot what it was called, but they had a whole section for porn games.
Japers, creepers.
Section.
Damn.
And like it was things from like dating sims all the way to like puzzles to anything that had you could throw a tentacle and a little cartoon girl into. Like that's all it did. And it was pretty much just fanfics.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Tumblr pretty much doesn't exist anymore. It's because they shut down their porn aspect of it.
And that's like all it was used
for.
Yeah,
it was getting real porny for sure.
Yep. And a lot of actual creators, like ones that weren't in porn, left in solidarity. Saying like, if you're going to stop this, then we're just going to leave your platform. Because it should be just be an open platform for all this. I get why they did it, though. There was some child pornographic type things on there. But that's why the main reason was that they did that. But you can't just, unless you have one person, you know, constantly on searching everything nonstop, you have to just cut it. They didn't want to get hit with the cancel.
Yeah. You know what's fucked up?
So they canceled themselves.
Is that to find the child porn to end it, you also have to search it.
That's the rough thing. You'd have to like set up like a, with the FBI, like, hey, it's a heads up. We have a department that's searching this. Do not look into us because all we're doing is getting rid of it. Because you know that if you Google it probably enough times, it clicks off into a fucking web page thing that goes, this person's typed in little kid shit enough.
Yeah.
What a weird job that would be.
Well, there's a thing about, for instance, like, especially when Flat Earth was a big ordeal.
Mm-hmm.
People on Facebook for like the fake news type shit where you know they get rid of it,
mm-hmm.
and if they like, you know, try to stop all this bullshit going around, after watching enough of it, they'd start to believe it.
Jesus,
damn.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, if you watch something enough with all these points and stuff and you're not as knowledgeable about the situation, you will be convinced. That's how like brainwashing works. You're just constantly watching the same thing, your brain goes, oh, okay.
Hypnosis.
Exactly.
Dude, did you know that?
No, I did not. All right.
You know how like the Earth is divided, like you got the crust, the mantle, and all that shit.
Yep,
like a pizza.
Yeah, that is just like a theory because they can't get down far enough to figure out what everything's actually
what
made
the fuck?
Of.
There's actually a couple of years back, I think it was in Japan or Russia, they were gonna drill to the core.
You can't. The pressure is too.
They had a thing where it was supposed to, it was like small, and it was just going to be a hole going as deep as they possibly can and bringing up material.
Sample.
Yep. And they were going to, they said they had a way to get to the core. So
I don't think so. I don't think, dude, I think the thing is it's the same with the ocean. It's like the pressure becomes too much.
Well,
I wonder if that would even be a good idea to hit the core.
For the core, it's, right. It's the gravity of it. Because I watched a What If the World Was Flat,
sure.
And they were talking about the closer you get to the edge, the stronger the gravity gets. And instead of like, it like switches even like just walking, you're not walking straight, you're walking like at an angle because you're getting pushed down so hard and
quasi.
Stuff to the point it wouldn't actually, you could never get there.
Yeah.
Just like in the ocean, the pressure of it, but it's just the gravitational field gets stronger the closer you get to the thing.
Damn.
That's why the Earth's so like, not like loose or nothing. In the middle, it's just compact and really, that's, you know, how diamonds are formed so low, mm-hmm. below,
yep.
stuff like that.
So the core is basically a giant hardened diamond. What if it's a whole new material? I don't think, because do you think the core would actually be magma if it is compressed that tight?
I think,
I don't know.
I think there's a thing with pressure causing
heat.
Yeah, so like for instance, a 10-yard straw, I think it is, you can't suck anything all the way through because of the fact that it's so much pressure. At a certain point, you would actually boil it. It would boil before it actually got to you because of how much heat and pressure. It's a whole thing.
Damn.
You can't suck.
You said 10 yards, 30 feet?
I want to say something like that. I forgot what it is. There's an actual thing. There's the Rooster Teeth podcast did a whole thing about it. That's how I know a little bit. Like, they call it the suck off. It was hilarious.
The suck off.
You try to, and there's like a certain, like, I think it's if you go straight up, it has to be. Because, like, going up more and more, it takes more and more force, and the pressure just makes it so, like, it would boil before it got to you.
Damn.
Because of how much pressure is happening.
Damn.
It's what, dude. Fucking physics is wild.
Yeah,
that is incredible.
But yeah,
really incredible.
I'd imagine. I'm very curious because like they talked about how it would be formed and stuff like that, like the Earth in general,
mm-hmm.
and like how a mass gathered more of itself, like the gravity of this mass gathered more of itself to become bigger and bigger and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just weird that everything is a fucking sphere.
Well,
it's got some wild ass. Because
it's being compressed from
all angles, so it just okay. That makes
evenly
sense,
from all angles, the same amount of force is going to cause. Like they say, even though you know we have mountains and stuff, from the grand scheme of everything, the Earth is more smooth than a cube, a billiard ball.
Fuck.
Yep. From like the ratio of everything, just got because it. Of the massiveness of it and like the actual, it's like a perfect circle. Sphere.
Damn. Fucking every time.
Hell yeah,
time.
Dude. What's Get up, Iz?
What's up, Iz? Welcome back.
Every time, dude. Fucking She's got to make her cameo.
Every time. The fucking.
You know, we didn't have these issues Barkington. With the cats at my house.
No, we didn't.
You know, I will say that.
Guess it's time to put her down.
Dogs meow.
That
fucking brought that up once.
That freaked me the
that
fuck out.
Me up.
That would fuck
me up. But maybe
it
wouldn't because we'd be used to it.
I suppose, yeah. If it like just happened all of a sudden, yeah, that'd be mind-boggling. But
yeah,
just gonna kill her.
Really
just gonna kill her.
Drink.
You know?
That was a really loud drink.
Don't.
Speaking of weird shit like that, like just the normal things and stuff like that, it'd be so like. Weird now if we had dicks for hands, but if we were born that way, it wouldn't be weird at all.
No.
Which is,
do you think you'd always wear like little dick mittens? So your dicks don't get cold, or would they just shrivel back up into your forearms and you'd have nubby arms?
I think we did talk about this because I talked about having hands down here and grasping things.
That's really
I don't know. I don't remember
out.
That conversation, it's but I also have the mind of a 90-year-old.
But yeah, it'd be kind of wild. Like, for instance, the fact that humans used to have tail type of shit, like we still had those.
I wish a motherfucker would give me a tail.
Fucking so
a real
cool.
tail, not a butt plug tail.
Yeah.
I could take that, but I'm not going to be happy.
I can hang.
Not going to be as happy as I would if I had a real fucking tail.
I can hang off shit with her tails like a
yeah,
lemur.
Dude.
What?
Let's become furries. Let's just do it.
Okay. Talked about it.
I want to go to a furry convention. That'd be fucking
I
hilarious.
I will go with you whenever. I can find out when they are too. I know people that go to them.
Let's do it.
Could bring Tori.
Have any local furry conventions ever happen around these parts?
Oh, they do.
Do we?
They do. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sick.
There's also Polycons.
Excuse me?
Polycons. What's a Polycon?
Is that
people
right?
For polyamorous. That is like a convention for everyone polyamorous. Just a bunch of people trying to fuck.
Mm-hmm. Bet. Check that one out, eh, there?
Look at
I like how you just go, hey, bet.
Sounds like a cup of tea, baby.
That just kills
no, me. I want to have sex with all of you, not everybody.
Oh, okay, fine. That's fair.
Dude. Act like if you didn't have the key to the city for unlocking anyone's genitals, you wouldn't go down and destroy them. You would...
I wouldn't say I would destroy them. I might take a peek, though. I might look through the window.
Quick little peek.
Like you'd be like, yo, I'm single Ben. I'm going to, hey, we're all polyamorous here. You, and you. You're going to watch... these two do things and I'm just gonna say I'm bored. I wanna watch. And I'm gonna join in whenever I feel like it.
Yeah, I'd probably get good at breakdancing and then spin on my head butt naked so my dick and balls are helicoptering.
It's a cool one. That came out of left field.
We're gonna talk about fucking everybody, but I'm gonna first get good at breakdancing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna become a B-boy.
Yeah.
Breakdance would be
and
sick.
And do it butt naked, oiled up.
Always oiled. God.
Always stay oiled.
Stay oiled.
If you take any wise words from Ben, make sure it's always stay oiled.
Mm-hmm. If you're not glistening.
ASO, baby.
I ain't talking to you.
It's all about that ASO.
If you ain't glistening,
always
I ain't
stay
listening.
Oiled. You gotta go to work, always stay oiled. You got a hot date, you always
stay oiled.
Stay with me, oiled.
Stay oiled.
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 That's a real interesting word
it's
when you
really,
fucking like over enunciate it.
Really close to boiled.
Well, yeah.
Like you got a bunch of boils on you or you're boiling water.
Cool.
Oiled and boiled, baby. Let's go.
Oiled and boiled.
That's what Ben wants. Oiled and boiled.
Yeah, dude. I need extra humps to fucking rub on.
Ben's got a real thing for textures, so he likes to be able to feel different things.
It's like face titties. Got a big boil on my neck.
I thought you said fish titties for a second.
I mean, I'd take a peek at those, too. You know what I mean?
Check out some fish tits. What's up?
Could you imagine yourself in a boat? You're reeling a nice little nice largemouth bass, and it comes up with, like, a fucking sea rack, and fucking it's just jiggling.
Just some fat boobs.
That bitch be going in my fucking fish tank that I don't own. I would stop at PetSmart and get a fucking 90-gallon fish tank just for that.
Bree comes home and sees a chair in front of the fish tank with Kleenexes and fucking Jergens next to it.
Just over-engorged nipples for some reason.
Ben
that bitch just
a muskie and his titty fucking it in the boat.
I would not do that, dude. That's a good way to lose your penis. You ever seen a mouth on a muskie, dude?
They're fucking
it's
wild.
Way bigger than your penis. You have to close all the way to get it.
They got teeth. Sharper than the average human.
You know what's great about muskies and fish? Their mouths are nowhere near their chests.
True. What if I slip and hit a gill? Or the fucking dorsal fin.
Yeah, dude. Then you're slicing your veins.
The dorsal fin's on the back.
They're slippery, dude. You think I'm going to dry that fucker off? Always stay oiled. You know what I mean?
They're always oiled.
It's going to be doing this thing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Just always trying to grab it.
Just imagine scaly boots.
Oh. It's like fucking a dragon.
They'd be soft one way, but super scratchy the other. So you'd come down and be nice and soft. And as soon as you go back in between, you're just getting
shred it.
Fucking grated.
You just had to do a new motion for the hump. You'd have to hump through and then up and come back in and reset. Yep.
Nah, yeah. I don't like that.
Just like this.
That's a lot of work. Nah.
It's like you're landing a plane and taking off immediately.
Zoop. Oh, touch and goes. Zoop. That's what they call those.
Oh, touch and go.
Little touch and go.
That's all you have to do. And then come back and go back in again. It's like a Ferris wheel.
Oh, round and round and round and round and round.
And every time someone's about to get on is when you're about to get off.
It's that little shiver.
Think of how long it'd take to come that way. And how tired you'd be from that gyration.
That'd be hours of edging, dude. You'd shoot that fish a new fucking brain.
A new brain?
That's not what I wanted to say, but it's what came out.
Actually, it would be different because the way fish scales are, you'd be facing the tail.
Yeah, you would.
So then you'd be getting your ass eaten up by some musky mouth.
Yeah. Ooh, ow. Your
ass would be ground beef. That thing would literally chew you a new asshole.
It would. Just ground beef ass. Or it would just eat your asshole completely.
Dude, fish are the best rimmers if you think about it. The way they move their mouths.
Oh, that's such a gross thought.
All right, now that you guys got fucking 10 seconds of us all just doing a fish mouth.
Oh, stop it.
Gross.
Having flashbacks is licking her bone. Send me to a fucking rage.
Well, our cats just lick their assholes all day, so... I'd rather listen to a bone being licked than...
There was an article and a video about how cats' assholes are on everything and how nothing in your house is clean if you have a cat because, like, how they sit and how their assholes just open. Like, they had, like, a bunch of glass tables and people were taking pictures from underneath and seeing pressed cat asshole on tables nonstop.
Here's the thing, though, dude. They be cleaning them bitches like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 times a day.
Yeah, but if you use the same sponge to clean something over and over, the sponge becomes dirty.
No, dude. They get little breaks of water. They wash it down.
They wash it down.
I want you to only clean your ass with just water for a month and see how you feel.
The same water?
It could be different. Technically, because you do refill the water, so it'd be different water.
Oh, okay.
Just you can't use any soap.
I'm glad we don't have to lick our own assholes to get them clean.
Dude, are you kidding me? You know how good that feel?
Well.
Dude, there's not a day that goes by that I wish I couldn't suck my own penis.
Well, right?
Penis, but would you eat your own ass?
Would you eat someone else's ass?
Yeah.
Then yeah.
Yeah, have.
It's the same thing. So you know what's coming out of that one.
See, that's where I would get. Why I would not.
No, but the thing is, if you're having a White Castle day, then you're like, nah, I'm not doing that today.
If I eat any food any day,
No,
I probably shouldn't do this.
But you would probably eat cleaner if the only way you could clean your asshole was with your tongue. You'd eat cleaner and you'd eat something like, you're not going to eat kahuta fish or whatever it's called.
Kahuta fish?
Tuna fish?
It's a really stinky, disgusting fish that's delicious.
Sounds like a Pokemon.
Okay. It's not kahuta. It's like, I can't remember how to pronounce
it. That's fine.
But it's a certain fish and it's like, you know, horribly smelling. You'd be eating something like... You'd be eating a lot of fruits. You'd be eating a lot of like very easy passing, high fiber, less residue type foods compared to the shotgun blast mashed potatoes that we do now.
Yeah.
No one would drink beer.
No.
No.
No, they'd be drinking like herbal tea with
yerba mate, with like
honey and
drinking mead. I don't know if that'd be any better, but.
I don't think that's any better.
Probably
that
not.
Might even be worse.
It might be.
Sugary wine.
I saw somebody like do beginner's mead, and he, what the fuck do you do? Like a bunch of fruit, a shit ton of honey, something else. And he basically fucking mashed and cooked down all of his fruits, poured it into this giant jug, put some honey in there. And then just fucking sealed it and he's just going to let it fucking ferment.
Damn.
and then drink. Like, damn. Sounds kind of gross, dude. All bit. That just to get a little fucking buzz on.
A little buzz buzz.
So, you know those Culligan water jugs?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
The guys I watch on YouTube, you know, I talk about a lot, Rooster Teeth. They decide to fill one up halfway with water and shove two loaves of bread inside.
Oh.
Then they taped it and let it sit for a very long time.
They didn't drink it, did they?
No, but they poured it out.
Oh.
And it was the most disgusting thing because one of the guys is like, he'll violently throw up just thinking of wet bread. So that's how they did it, and they tried to keep it a secret from him. And it was just like floating chunks of yeast mold and just hanging out inside.
Just little logs of fur.
They would like shake it up, and it's like half like white paste and separated in the water and everything with a foam on top. And I guess the smell of it was atrocious.
You guys ever remember hearing about Jenkins?
Jenkins.
Where you shit and piss in a bag and you put it by a heater and then you huff it and get high.
The BMS, Holy the Mountain State, made a, their movies about getting high off of shit pretty much. And people
gross,
are
dude.
Fucking I would just gone.
Sniff paint.
Dude, that was
awful.
Yeah, I don't
but
like that
piss
high.
Shit in bags?
It fucks you up.
Really?
If you do it
that
wrong,
can't
it'll
be
kill
not good. Yeah, I was going to say
really?
That cannot be
yeah,
fucking
good
for
you. Yeah, there's a thing
about
it. Like, if you don't do it properly, it will, I mean, it's pretty ammonia. Much toxic. Yeah. Toxic. Wow.
Because doesn't it create methane words. Gas? Wouldn't it create methane gas?
A little methane. And
that can't be good for you.
Well, it should be a lot of methane if there's shits in there fermenting.
I mean,
but what does the pee do?
It's just more
ammonia?
I imagine so. It's the ammonia mixed in with like everything else.
Ooh.
We are scientists, so I mean, it's probably the breakdown of the molecular fucking urine that turns into the ammonia, then also with the bacteria within the shit mixes together to create a fume, kind of like a paint or a gas, you know, where you huff that, and then you huff that, and it gets in and fucks with your brain. You're like fucking on shrooms times 50, but in real life, like, and
the
there.
More you know.
This has been a TED Talk with Barry Nye, the science guy. Everything I just said was completely made up on the top of my head.
Don't tell him that. You're a doctor, dude.
Yeah, you got a PhD.
I have a PhD in bullshit and degree.
Pretty hard dick.
You say it with confidence, and bees do have knees.
God damn it.
Oh, there we go.
Stretch it out,
stretch
dude.
It out so I can stretch you out later.
Oh, somebody's got to. Oh, yeah, that feels great.
Knees just blow. Audio's
just like, what is happening right now? And he's hearing me in the background going...
Oh, that feels great.
Oh, that feels so good. At this part, we're gonna cyber you through our mics.
Ooh, daddy. Ooh.
You guys feeling awkward yet?
Ooh.
just doing a really awkward voice. Ooh. Just be like, hey, I'm Barry and I'm gonna have sex with you.
Ooh.
You guys hard.
This is where everybody shut the podcast off already. Like, we don't need this last
or they turned it up.
We don't need the last 6 minutes of this.
Let's hope they turn it up.
They decided to, hey, I gotta go on break real quick. They're at work. They're like, oh, I'm gonna go to Biffy real quick. And like, yeah, Barry said he's gonna fuck me. I'm gonna drop my trowel.
Take off my panties. Oh yeah. You were stretching, dude? No, I'm stretching.
Yeah, dude. Everybody stand up.
God, that's good.
Stretch.
We're doing a Mortensen stretch group real quick.
Yeah, dude.
You need a stretch break?
Oh, that's the best part about the union.
Stretching?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You get 10 minutes.
They don't do it. It's more than 10 minutes.
Is it?
It's about 30 minutes.
Of pure stretching?
Of stretching and like 5 minutes of what's going on down the job site. And most of the time, now they don't do it because of COVID. They trust us to do it in our own groups of our workers. And not like I've been on like 4 Mortensen sites and only one trade, it was like the electricians actually did like a half ass stretch.
Fucking nerds.
Dude, you should stretch.
Fuck yeah, dude.
That's
I don't
the
stretch
exact
enough.
Reason my
fucked.
Back is all fucked
but the,
up.
Yeah. The issue is it eats up an hour a day because you stretch once in the morning and once after lunch. An hour a day per person, and then you just have to hit
Christ.
Your labor hours, so it wastes an hour pretty much every single day per person. You got 15 people on a job site, you wasted 15 hours that day.
Well, do you want that, or do you want 7 or 8 different guys out because they blew their fucking buttholes
that's
clear
the thing.
Through their
that's,
shorts?
That's the stuff, is where it's like, they trust you just to not hurt yourself.
Just
man, yeah. Somebody's got a big trust list, because I don't trust a shit.
Well, most trades, they don't talk about you get hurt. Because then you're labeled as that guy that's trying to, you know.
yeah, you fucked up the accident counter, and now nobody gets a fucking Christmas bonus.
Well, it's for us at least, it's even worse because if you get hurt, there's a rating that your company gets, and that rating gets higher and higher. In certain jobs, you have to have a certain rating, otherwise, you can't even bid on it.
Damn.
Yep, a lot of government jobs are like that. You have because they don't want it. It's all liability stuff. It's all getting sued and
yeah.
Especially with what happened at the US Bank Stadium, that caused a big uproar.
Is that guy
die? Yeah. So yeah. The guy that actually first fell didn't die. It was the one trying to save him.
Was it really?
Yeah. So what happened was there were two guys on a lift, or not a lift, but like some sort of scaffolding.
But they weren't like tied off or anything, right? Or some shit?
They weren't tied off in some sort of way, and someone slipped and the other person went to go help them, and that person is when they actually fell all the way off and died.
Fuck.
Yep, and there's been a couple deaths that I've heard of recently within the like electricians getting fried and stuff like that. There's a dude actually in St. Paul that was on a stone job that got crushed.
Oh.
Yep.
Damn.
That'll ruin your day.
Was it off Lexington? I might have been there.
I don't remember where it was. I thought it was in St. Paul Park at first. Out.
Oh, really?
I saw St. Paul or St. Paul. Oh, but yeah. He was working at a park and some stone thing killed him.
Damn.
The big stone sign that are like engraved. You know how fucking like the parks have those?
Yeah.
It's just like this big limestone fucking.
Well, we're doing this giant fucking stone thing over in Minneapolis, and it was the most, each piece is like over 3 tons.
Whew.
Like these things are, it's fuck, a giant circle, like historic thing.
Yeah.
And it was the most, I've never seen so many precautions taken. I mean, this thing's held up by these giant chain fucking lifts and everything. Everyone's like back the fuck away.
Oh, yeah.
If that thing comes down, it's final destination, getting slammed by that pane glass. Pow!
And you're flat as a fucking crepe.
You get smacked by that, or the fucking whatever chain breaks is going to fucking whip somebody.
Yep.
Take their head off.
Ooh, baby. Construction's scary.
That job I was on working outside, I mean, they were very strict. I watched guys get kicked off for not wearing harnesses, being 8 feet off the ground when they're only technically 6. But yeah. A foot forward, they dropped down another foot and a half. So they had to be harnessed off on a porch, like a front porch. Like your porch up front.
Yep.
Being on a scaffold 6 feet up on that just to hit the ceiling. Yep. They had to be tied off.
Damn.
Yeah, they were real strict about it because shit was getting weird. They had things about like heat stroke and stuff. They went all about it.
The company I work for right now, man, they don't give a fuck. Just get it done. Whatever you got to do, just get it done. So that's when, you know, you get your extension ladder. And you just hang it from the ceiling trusses and climb straight up.
Well, and that's the thing. I snapped you guys a picture of me on that ladder.
Yeah.
They didn't give a fuck about that, though. No. Like, they're like, don't worry about that. You're fine. You're on a ladder. Yeah, My ladder's in soft dirt next to loose rock where I'm 20 feet up on this ladder with another 20-foot drop, another 8-foot drop after that on a windy-ass day, carrying a fucking 45-pound bucket of mud up this ladder with one hand, hop-skipping, and it's all the way up.
I love extension ladders because you can get to places you can't, but I literally despise the fact that they were invented. I don't trust a fucking single ladder.
No, they're sketchy as shit.
I watched you fall off yours. And
I've fallen off a ladder.
Like twice.
A few times.
And then, dude, just the dumb shit. Because like all of ours have hooks on them.
Oh,
because we usually will hit the metal cable that the cable's actually tied to. And motherfucker, dude, throw it up there and you'll be on a fucking incline like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting your ladder here and your fucking ladder's kicked out like that.
Fuck that.
And they're like, well, you got the hooks. Like the most you'll slide is like maybe a foot. Yeah, that's real fucking comforting, guy.
Yeah, that's a fucking foot.
Fuck you.
No.
You know those, the feet on the bottom that you turn flat to get traction?
Yeah.
So we turn ours up to dig into the dirt.
Oh. You should be able to turn them the other way and they've got the little grooves on them. That dig in.
Well, yeah, so we turned them so then they'd stab into the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I still, with a windy day and a 100-pound slab of stone that I'm supposed to be bracing for the other guy.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they don't stab in that far. They stab in like an inch.
Yep. So I'm sitting there like holding it, but trying to get leverage on it. So I'm leaning back a little bit. And I'm like,
I might die today.
I send you guys a snap. I'm like, yeah, there's a good chance I'm going to die today.
Shit might go wrong.
Well, I think I was telling you guys this maybe. I was doing a job out off Grand.
Grand.
And there's certain, so because cable is fucked up and everything runs pole to pole, but like it'll be cable the lowest, and then, or no, some depends on what area, but it'll be like phone line, cable, electricity.
Okay.
And there have been times where for some reason like shit has changed and like there's equipment almost in the middle of a span.
Okay.
Because there used to be a pole here and they took that pole out, but they, you know, oh, tightened everything up.
Yep.
Tighten up.
There's been times, dude, you got to put your ladder on the pole, climb up, and you have to have a fucking climbing belt for this. But then you would get all the way up, sit on the fucking telephone strand, and then grab the strand above you and shimmy down to the fucking thing. So you're basically just like sitting on a tiny wire trying to fucking do your work. It's fuck so that. Stupid.
Dude, you're a trapeze artist.
Yeah.
Straight
up. That's why I started slacklining, dude, so I could get good.
Yeah.
Dude, Clubfoot will destroy you. Bring it.
Clubfoot.
We got to do that this summer so I could show Dom finally my Clubfoot.
Oh, that's right. He still hasn't seen
it. He hasn't seen Clubfoot yet?
No. Only people have is when we went camping that one time. That's the last time I slacklined.
And then went back on 4th of July and never slacklined.
I wasn't there.
True.
We just got hammered.
We did, weren't there definitely got hammered.
I was supposed to go down to Eau Claire.
And oh, that's right. Not. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That boy's remembers.
Big bummer. Yeah, we'll get the slackline going.
For the one time. All by myself. Just jerking it. Jerking it to the new year, babe. Or to the 4th new of July. Year?
Well, are you future fucking hopping?
That was me when I was here.
Oh, yeah.
Just jerking it. Squirt, squirt.
Squirt.
Squirt, squirt, squirt.
Call you Squirtle.
Because all I'm doing is squirting. That was hot.
Like that chapstick applied right there? It's just for
I
you.
I never use chapstick.
I have to sometimes when I'm working outside because my right here will split every fucking time.
Which sucks. Hard. You got to smile just a little bit and just...
And it looks like I have Joker herpes.
Yeah, I do.
Everyone thinks, oh, you got herpes. Nope, nope. Dry lips.
Dry lips, you fuck. Or for Charlie, you cunt.
I forgot about that already. Mind of a 90-year-old. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, but, you know, CUMTs are great times. Probably get us kicked off YouTube, but who gives a shit? We're not here for the YouTubes. We're here for the audience.
I feel like we're on YouTube because we have to be on YouTube.
Yeah, that's fair.
You do it just because some people choose that as a platform and we want to be for
everyone.
People love
their YouTube, man.
Love the YouTubes. And it's been around for a minute.
I'm not hating.
No.
We get our YouTube's our lowest counts, but it hits people that, you know, don't want to use Spotify, stuff like that. And
yeah.
Now, you know.
And we're on Stitcher now. I think I already said that.
Stitcher and the iHeartRadio.
I don't know what the hell Stitcher is.
Stitcher is just another big podcast thing. I don't know when it became big.
Me either, never heard of it.
But it's like one of the top like five podcast places.
Sick.
So we're on there if, you know, getting to Spotify, YouTube, Google, CastBox, and the other 95 of those motherfuckers. Yeah.
The iTunes one's actually getting pretty up there now too with Spotify. It's not close enough to Spotify to make it, you know, switch for us, but that one's actually doing pretty decent.
Yeah. I forget iTunes even
Shout
exists.
Out to our... tiny group in Ireland who apparently keeps listening. I love that. Love that for us.
Full 1%.
Don't know how that works. Don't know how it happened.
And the three people in Singapore that listened one time, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if you're like not from Minnesota, tell us how you found us.
Yeah, it would be cool to know. Yeah.
I'm getting curious.
No,
it's really fucking cool. I mean,
it is dope.
You can hit us up on the Twitters, the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the emails. I mean, if you somehow hacked our accounts and have our phone numbers, you could hit us up that way too. We don't care.
Do it up. Mm-hmm. Smash that like button. Subscribe. Come on. Dude. Comment. Whatever.
We want to have conversations with you. I know a bunch of you like hit us up personally. Like I know I get that quite a bit, but
nobody hits me
what
up.
What the
dude.
Fuck, dude?
Do people, not, weird like, flex? Do people not like me? Do I come off as like? Not personable.
Well, do you hit them up ever about it?
No, why the fuck would I do that?
I talk to people.
Hey, bro, will you check out my podcast?
No, not like that. Just like, for instance, you'll be talking and like just chatting with people and they'll be like, oh, hey, by the way, I've been loving the podcast. Like, yeah, Joel, I mean, if you got any feedback, let me know. You know, I'm down to make this experience just as good for you as it is for me.
Mm. I get much people that come at me like that at all.
You get a couple
you
people.
Do or you don't?
Don't.
Oh, no.
Well, I get people that tell me they like the podcast, but it's every like once in a great while.
Because I know a bunch of people are like, you know what? We got that vibe that, you know, just works together. Like it's because we're all friends. We're not just random strangers talking to each other. And we have these conversations on the reg. We just sometimes record them.
Yeah.
So they really enjoy that kind of thing. Plus, they love seeing my bald head glisten.
That glistening dome, baby.
That's not true. No one's ever said that.
Oh. Well, I was convinced.
Well, now they might.
Now they might.
But yeah.
Look out for the dome.
It's about that time.
Oh. It is.
Yeah. I got to go paint my house.
Don't paint your house. Just go colorblind. You won't even notice. See, think how much time you'd save on painting.
A lot.
Do you want gray or gray? Because we got gray.
We got gray. You see gray? We got gray.
Yeah, appreciate y'all coming out to listen, watch, you know, throw up, laugh, and puke, and do whatever you want to do when you watch us. I mean,
just talk to us more, please. God damn it.
Dalton's lonely. All right.
I said it before. I'm starting to think you guys are fake. We got bots. We got bots in the lobby.
Somebody's pity listening.
Wow. We just want friends. At this point, what did we say? After 30-something episodes, you guys are just now friends?
Yes.
So,
you've reached friendship level. So.
Talk to us, please.
Basically, we've almost been friends for a year now.
Don't insert into a clingy girlfriend to our audience. Yeah, Talk to me. Where are you?
Yeah.
Where are you?
He's tracking your phone.
You cheating on me?
Constantly looking for comment. Did you comment? No. No likes. Fuck.
Don't forget on social media. You guys been cheating on with another podcast?
Yeah. Yeah. Who the fuck you listen to? It's not us. That's cheating,
saw you
dude.
Liked their post.
Dude, that's my grandma. Yeah. Your grandma runs a podcast, doesn't she?
Just get better. Anyway, besides that, I still love you all anyway.
Yeah.
Same.
Love the shit out of you. And hope you guys are having a great new year. And
hell yeah.
I hope you get your genitals wet in some sort of way this year.
As Dad would say, bring in those new vibrations.
Mm-hmm. Let's get it. Good, it's all about them vibrations.
Vibration. And don't forget that Dalton owns a strap-on.
Penetrating in 2021. Or being penetrated. Whatever.
All right.
On that note, boys. Well.
We're doing the Minnesota goodbye.
Yep. All the time, baby.
Let's do it.
Like our shit. Comment with us. Do whatever you want to do.
Adios.
Bye.